Good morning, everybody. Oh my goodness, I startled some people. Okay. Good to see you this morning. It's nice to have everybody here as a part of our Veterans Day celebration. We had a nice little fellowship, and I understand some of the goodies are going to be making their way over to the Christian Life Center. We've got a voters meeting just as soon as we can get things wrapped up here. But even if you're not going to be able to be part of the voters meeting, we are going to, as I said, some of the goodies for our fellowship today are making their way over there. You might want to come over for just a little bit today as we spend the day when Veterans Day falls on a Sunday, we get an opportunity to honor those people that have served in our midst. I understand there are far fewer than perhaps there used to be at one time. Nevertheless, it's good to recognize this. Just a quick reminder that next Sunday's service is the music is going to be led by our Faith Factor over here. For now, they're just going to be doing that. You know, there's still the one Sunday a month. They're just going to be doing that at the 11 o'clock service. So we're going to kind of gauge things to see how, you know, what the best way to utilize their time and talents is going to be. But that's as a part of next week's service, which also happens to be a service that we're going to be focusing on, a service of prayer for the persecuted Christian church. An announcement that shouldn't come as a surprise, but it might. All of a sudden, Thanksgiving is next week. Next week, Wednesday. It's coming up on us. It's unbelievable how quickly it's coming up on us. It's kind of early in the month this year, as early as it gets. We're only having one service for Thanksgiving, and it is on Wednesday night at 6:30. Thanksgiving Eve at 6:30. So no service over the course of the day there on Wednesday, and no service Thanksgiving Day, just so that everybody has kind of got that inside their minds. We've also, this is also a special week. You know, we've been taking the script orders, the orders for the faith cards. Roseanne, who has to double as our congregational chairman, get over to that meeting. She can be taking your orders yet today. This is a special order day because, of course, if you're ordering today, you'll have them in time for after Thanksgiving. And so for those of you that had some orders, you can pick those up also today. We'll be doing kind of wearing double hats during the months of November and December. We've got a couple things that the youth are doing. This is one of the last weekends for their pie sales. I think they have another one next weekend, but we're getting all of those on behalf so that you can have them in time for Thanksgiving. So make sure that you put that order in. They will be available after service. And also, next Saturday, or actually this coming Saturday, they're going to be having a car wash at Master Mechanics, Steve Thompson's shop. For those of you that don't know where it is, back out here to Main Street, go across the bridge. The second traffic light is Grand. Take a right and go down two blocks, and Master Mechanics is on your left. From 9 a.m. to noon this coming Saturday, they're going to be having a car wash. Hopefully, both the church schedule and the weather will be agreeable for them, as we've run into some conflicts at some other times for that. So please make sure that you fill out the Faith Fellowship cards that are in the racks in front of you for both our members and our guests. And in the midst of our prayers today, we are going to be remembering Hank Witt, who is hospitalized at Trinity. We got word about that sometime on yesterday. Okay, then our opening hymn, actually, which we're going to get to in a moment, is Hallelujah, Praise the Lord. It is in our service folder, so it'll be up on the screen. But for now, let's begin our service by greeting one another in the peace of the Lord. As you are able, please stand. We begin by calling to mind our baptisms in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Engrafted into the name of the Holy Trinity. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Blessed is he, whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Who keeps faith forever? Who executes justice for the oppressed? Who gives food to the hungry? The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked He brings to ruin. And beginning with a moment of silence, let us confess our sins to God, trusting in his steadfast love. Almighty God, we have sinned against you in our thoughts, words, and actions, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have failed to show gratitude for your grace and gifts. We often turn from you and put our trust in people or things that cannot help or save us. We do not help those in need, and we keep the good news of freedom in Christ to ourselves. Have mercy on us and forgive our sins for his name's sake. God has had mercy on us and sent his Son to be our Savior. Indeed, Jesus suffered the penalty of death for our sins and was raised on the third day. Through faith in his name, we have forgiveness, life, and liberty. Therefore, it is my privilege to announce to you that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord be with you. And also with you. Let us pray this prayer together. Heavenly Father, we are blessed to live in a nation that celebrates and defends liberty for its citizens. Still, like the saints of old, we desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus our Savior, you have set us free from sin and death. Fill us with your Spirit, so that we might live now as faithful servants of Jesus our King, until we enjoy the eternal liberty of that better country where we will live forever in your presence. Hear our prayer for the sake of Jesus our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Today's reading from Holy Scripture are for the celebration of a national holiday. The Lord guides the nations on earth. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on the earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is from the fifth chapter of Galatians. For freedom Christ has set us free. St. Paul writes, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Look, I, Paul, say to you that if you accept circumcision, Christ will be of no advantage to you. I testify again to every man who accepts circumcision that he is obligated to keep the whole law. You are severed from Christ. You who would be justified by the law, you have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit, by faith, we ourselves eagerly await for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another. Long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to the forefathers by the prophets."
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th and 17th chapters. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We now go through a portion of Dr. Martin Luther's Small Catechism. This morning, the fourth and fifth petitions of the Lord's Prayer. What is the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer? Give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What is meant by daily bread? Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. What is the fifth petition? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. What does this mean? We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look at our sins or deny our prayer because of them. We are neither worthy of those things for which we pray, nor have we deserved them. But we ask that he would give them all to us by grace. For we daily sin much and surely deserve nothing but punishment. So we too will sincerely forgive and gladly do good to those who sin against us. Friends, for freedom, Christ has set us free. And in that freedom, we may honor as those people who have spent time away from family, sometimes on a mission that they did not know where it was going to go or how it was going to end or whether they were even going to survive it. But people who were willing to serve and keep right on serving, even as our Lord served us by dying on the cross and keeps right on serving. May his grace, love, and peace be with you. Amen. As I was growing up, I had something that I guess you could consider rather dangerous that was taking place. I was not connected with the kinds of things that would go on. Oh, we had annual Veterans Day celebrations. Every year, we would have to walk down from our school down to the high school gym, and there would be a celebration of Veterans Day. Never had the slightest idea what it was really all about. We had gotten just far away from wars like World War II that, while it was still fresh in the minds of a lot of people, nobody was really talking about it anymore. And apparently it was just a little bit too recent to have really made its way into the history books to explain all that took place and what happened and the sacrifice that we had to make and the enemies that we faced on and on. That is, until I became a pastor. I hadn't been one very long when one day I was asked to be the pastor that was going to provide a prayer on behalf of, it was one of our veterans of foreign wars. They had a task every year, and this actually was on Memorial Day, but these folks went to no less than 7 different cemeteries. And they had a little special thing for each cemetery. And then after they got done at these 7 cemeteries that they were responsible for, they went to this place where a couple of smaller rivers, a couple smaller tributaries, came together in a larger river that went through the main town that I was serving. And from there, they had a little brief service on behalf of those people who were lost at sea. And I started talking to the individuals that were involved, and the one just said to me bluntly, he said, in the midst of people that are in every one of these cemeteries, he said, yes, we're honoring all of them at all of the cemeteries, but he said, in every one of them, there are people that gave their lives. And he said, I just happened to be one of the people that survived his mission. And indeed, whenever the people of our armed forces are sent forth, whatever it might be for, today or in years past, they are sent on a mission. A mission that they may not even know what all the details are. A mission that may involve, these days, who knows what it's going to involve. But during those times, they might have to fight their way forward against an enemy, prepare a way for more troops to follow, to stop an enemy advance, to capture or kill enemy leaders, people who were willing to give their lives, whether they were able to keep their lives or not. Now, of course, Veterans Day recognizes those people who have been given the joy, who served us, and have been given the joy and privilege of keeping right on serving. You know, if you want to go back to what these folks face, go back to the beginning of when Veterans Day was first honored. It was put into place at the end of World War I. It was supposed to celebrate what was called the War to End All Wars. Now, yes, hostilities ceased in that war on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of the year 1918. When you think about that, we just passed about 11:39. I know it was a little different on with the time thing, but that's part of the reason we celebrated the 100th anniversary of Veterans Day. But are people today really understanding why this day is important and why we would even bring it into the church when it happens to celebrate on a Sunday? Well, we need to be reminded of two things. First of all, it's the ultimate price that was paid by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who opened up the door of the kingdom of heaven to all of us, who's given us the chance to serve so that however we are asked to serve, we are willing. As he was willing to go, even at the price of his life, so go we. And sometimes, what going forth means when that time is over is something that is both very different from soldier to soldier and sometimes joyous and sometimes tragic. From a clip called We Are Soldiers. Yes, Veterans Day is a day to remember the men and women who serve our nation, who are sent out on missions to fight and defend us when nations and kingdoms rise in conflict. But like many other days, it's also a good day to remember that all of us, whether we've ever served in the armed forces or not, have been sent out on a mission. We were created to care for the earth that God has made. We were created to be the salt and light of the world. And we were created to bring the good news about Jesus Christ into a world, a true gospel, if you will. Now, very quickly, there are times that a soldier can feel overwhelmed with the responsibility that has been placed upon him. And as soldiers of the cross, so can you. You can wonder why the Lord has chosen you. You can wonder, you can believe that there has got to be somebody better, that you are going to do nothing but fail miserably at whatever it is that God asks of us. And yet, God works through a mighty army that is called the church. God gives to his people the blessings that we need so that we can carry out his plan and purpose. Why? Because the most important part of it, the mission of salvation, has already been accomplished. Scripture tells us that before the foundation of the world, that God had chosen us as his own and had also declared that through the crushing of the head of the serpent, that which is going to be our most mortal enemy will be destroyed. So, regardless of our situation, we wake up every morning having to prepare ourselves for battle once again. The battle against sin. The battle against hostility towards those who believe. But the biggest war has already been won. And Jesus Christ, by dying on the cross and rising from the dead, has already turned that victory from a victory for him to a victory for you. And that is where the real joy and pride of service comes. And as we keep right on serving, Jesus had a message for us. We heard it a little bit earlier where he said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. That's a much stronger word, by the way, than just trouble. In the world, you're going to see things that you just can't believe. And it's only going to get worse. But take heart. I have overcome the world. And then he continues. I'm praying for them because these people belong to you, Lord. I'm praying for every one of them as your children. If God is for us, my friends, who can be against us? If God is on our side, what are we worried about? The mission of life is something that is going to continue, and we're going to have our days when we feel like we're winning a battle, and maybe many more where we feel like we're losing. Still, God is going to be with us. We are going to continue our battle, but understanding that the day is going to come when, at least in this world, the battle must come to an end. And the way the world sees it, at that moment, we have lost. But we haven't. For those who gave up their life in battle, and for those who give up their life in the battle of the faith, oh no. Now the glory begins. And for those of us, those from the service that get to keep right on serving, those of us as children of the Heavenly Father that get to keep right on serving, what a joy it is, because for freedom, we have been set free to use our freedoms in whatever way it is that the Lord would have us do. I've watched so many things through the years as I have learned more and more about what the horrors of war were all about some of the things that people have had to face, about soldiers, and part of the reason perhaps I was disconnected as a young person was it seemed like very few really wanted to talk about their experiences, especially those that were at that time were World War II veterans. They didn't want to talk about it until a time came. And there was always this time when there would be people that would finally, before the Lord called them home, would start to talk about the horrible things they experienced. I remember one of the people from my former church who had started going into making different presentations, and over the course of time, apparently he made 17 of them until the Lord called him home, and his wife went with him on every one of them. And every time, 17 times, he shared something, a story, something, that in all their years of marriage, and they were married right after the war, in all their years of marriage, he had never told her that. 17 times. The folks that serve without expectation of great reward, of great riches, of great honor. Simply that they serve honorably. Our Lord served us faithful unto death, and he gives to us a crown of life, and now, my friends, also, we serve. And so, on behalf of those who, no matter where and how and with whom they served, that get to keep right on serving, and for all of you, serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His truth endures to all generations. My friends, the mission continues. The mission is ours. The mission brings Christ to us and us to him. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, let's receive our offerings. If you've not yet filled out the Faith Fellowship cards and are asking for any, please do so. You can hand them to an usher at the conclusion of the offering. And now, my friends, we take a moment out here from worship. As I said, on this special Veterans Day, we have a short tribute on behalf of those that have served from our congregation. We have tried to compile the best list we can. We do know that there are going to be some names that are missing. And if you could, it's still, even after the service today, make sure you get those names to us so that we've just got an up-to-date list for all those people that have served on behalf of our country in the various branches of the service. So please take a moment and enjoy this special tribute to our veterans. From all of us here, thank you again to everybody for your service. Please stand for the prayers of the church. Lord Jesus, you were sent into the world to save us. You fulfilled your Father's purpose, obedient to his will, even to the point of death on the cross for us. And now, as you have completed your mission, but continue to serve, bless us in all the missions that you have laid before us, that we go forth with willing hearts, dutiful hands and feet, voices ready to sing your praises, and always ready, knowing that the victory has already been won. Lord Jesus, we have seen your glory. Lord Jesus, we give thanks and praise for the men and women of our armed forces, for those who have served in the past, and for those who serve now. Keep them in your loving care and protect them as they carry out the work for which they are sent. Help us together with them to willingly serve others in our daily work. Protect them during times of danger and loneliness, and help them always that they may carry out faithfully the things that they have been charged to do. Lord Jesus, we have seen your glory. Bold witnesses of saving love. Lord Jesus, we pray for those who are suffering in war-torn countries or where disaster has struck. Help us to be the eyes and the hands and the heart that provides the help and care that they need. May we always, in your gracious protection, have leaders and officers of our nation and state and county and localities that are faithful to you. Preserve them from all evil. Bless them in body and soul. Lord Jesus, we have seen your glory. Make us bold to your saving love. Lord Jesus, comfort, keep, and assist all the afflicted and troubled. Special prayer this morning on behalf of those that are affected by the fires in California and also the shooting tragedy. We lift up our hearts on behalf of the sick, including Hank Witt, hospitalized at Trinity Hospital. All who now lift up their hearts before you with a special prayer that we offer now in a brief moment of silence. Graciously defend us, O Lord, from all adversity and evil, that fully dependent on your faithfulness, generosity, and graciousness, we entrust all for whom we pray to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The words of our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. We have we will continue. These responses are on page 8 in our service folders here. Engrafted into the name of the Holy Trinity, we are claimed by Christ in holy baptism. The peace of the Lord be with you always, and also with you. You may be seated. The Thanksgiving closing prayer and benedictions on the middle of page 8, or it is up on the screen. Please stand as we conclude our service. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his love and tender mercy endure forever. We close in prayer together. O King of the nations, we thank and praise you for creating our world, working through our government, and setting us free through your sacrifice once and for all for the sins of the world. Guide us, your people, including and especially those that have served to protect and defend the freedoms we hold so dear, in continuing to always be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault, and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. The Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. So receive the blessing of the Lord into your hearts and into your homes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. Amen. Thanks for being a part of our service today. Again, we might have some goodies next door ready, but in our voters meeting, we'll get that just underway as quickly as we can. Friends, go in peace and serve the Lord.